Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and enjoy Jesus with us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen, your paper, and prepare your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for another chance to pray, oh Lord. We thank you for what you've done for us, oh Lord. We are not worthy today, Lord, but we thank you, oh Lord. You've been merciful unto us. We don't deserve your mercy. We pray that you look upon us, oh Lord. Touch our souls today. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Look upon us with compassion and mercy. Anything that's not like you, Lord, we ask that you move it, Lord. Take it out of our lives, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to walk uprightly before you and speak the truth in our hearts. Help us, oh Lord, to draw nigh to you. We need a closer walk with you. We're seeking your face and calling upon your name. We need your help, Lord. We need your mercy today. Without you, we can do nothing. We're dependent on you. We need you, oh Lord, to stop by here, to touch our souls, to anoint us with thine anointing, to send your spirit, oh Lord. Quicken us, oh Lord. Take control. Speak through us tonight. Let your will be done. Let your word go out. Let it reach some soul today. Touch right now, Lord. Look out there in radio land. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody need you, Lord, to come to their rescue. Touch right now, Lord. Pour out
right
your
now,
spirit, oh Lord. Meet us today, Lord. Somebody needs you to heal their body. Somebody needs you to lift the burden of their heart. Touch today, Lord, while we're praying and while we're waiting. Jesus, we want you to meet us here, Lord. Bless us while we're praying, oh Lord. Take full control, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. Put your words in our mouths. Oh Lord, we don't know what to say, Lord. But the Spirit itself make its intercession for us with groans which cannot be uttered. Help us, oh Lord. Take control, Jesus. Jesus, we're praying, Jesus. Lord. We're down here waiting on you. Can't do nothing until you come. We need you, Lord. Jesus,
we need you, Jesus.
Bless us tonight, oh Lord. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. Heal, and we shall be healed. Save, Lord. And we shall be saved, blot out of transgressions, let sins be forgiven, strengthen your people, those who are going through tests and trials, help them to get through, Lord, take them through,
help
them to look to you and to depend on you, for you are our very present help, no other help we know, Lord, we're down here waiting. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. Come to our rescue. Hear our cry.
Jesus.
Hear our prayer, Lord, while we're praying. Bless us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need your help. We need you to come to our rescue. You know what we're going through. You know all about each of us. You know the test and the trial that we are going through. But we know you're able, Lord. You're table tonight. Touch us, oh Lord. While we're praying, Lord, we want you to move for us. Move, Lord, by your spirit. And take control, oh Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. Oh, my God, lift heavy burdens. Those souls that are suffering, oh, Lord, with illnesses and afflictions in their bodies, we pray that you touch and heal them, oh, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. You said if we ask anything in your name, you said you would do it. We believe it in your name. We take you at your word. Jesus, your word is true. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. We're dependent on you. You are our very present help. Jesus, we're down here waiting. We're waiting on you.
Waiting on.
Oh, my God, come to our rescue. You know the desires of our hearts. You know our thoughts. You know all about us. You know every situation in our lives. Help us today, Lord. Take us through, oh, Lord. Help us to look to you.
Take us through.
And to trust in you, Lord. And help us, oh, Lord, to depend on thy word. For thy word is forever settled in heaven. Help us not to stray from your word, but help us to hold fast to sound words. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you,
Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, glory,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us and stand by us, oh Lord. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we will have our opening scripture, and I will be reading the first number of Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank the Lord for the reading of the first book of Psalms. And may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evening at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may also listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.com. www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School, and one is O-N-E, to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. You can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Services are 12 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, and I believe that they'll will be in service Wednesdays at 12 o'clock p.m. as well, if I'm not mistaken. And I would like to read the names that are on the prayer list. I'm going to continue to pray for Bruce Williams, for Sister Rosetta Lee, the bereaved May family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Dr. Alice Tolbert, Brother Steady Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Andrea Blackshear, Jermaine Shirley and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Novellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the bereaved Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And the prayer on Wednesday, forgive me, is 6 o'clock p.m. So Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., if you feel a pull, if you need prayer, stop on into the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, 18th Center,
East Center Street.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Stop on in, because God is moving in a great and mighty way, and you won't miss out on your blessing. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. Then I turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may render a selection to us, for us, to God for us.
Praise the Lord. Faith, just a little more faith. Faith, just a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little more faith. Faith, just a little more faith. Whoa, faith, just a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little more faith. Peter walked the water, just a little more faith. Peter walked the water, just a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little more faith. Oh, faith, just a little more faith. Faith, just a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little more faith. Faith, just a little more faith. Faith, just a little more faith. Oh, you don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little more faith.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, talking about a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot if you just use what you have, what you got. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I am so grateful that the Lord blessed us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time, and so happy that you tuned in tonight. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the opening scripture and for that selection, talking about faith. You really don't need a whole lot. You just need a little bit of faith, And with that faith that you have, use what you got. Use what you got. Hallelujah. And God will do great things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you to step out on faith. Peter, he stepped out on faith and was able to walk on water. He used the little faith that he had. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And it took him a long way. Glory to God. So I encourage you to just stretch out on your faith. Leap. Just take that leap. Amen. Maybe some are on the verge, feel like you're going a little further with their faith. I encourage you to go ahead and take that leap. Amen. Maybe some are a little bit hesitant, and, well, you just take that step. Glory to God. But use what you got. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the word of God. I thank God for encouragement. I thank him for everything that he continues to do. And you will see that you don't need to lean on anyone else but the Lord. If you just put your trust in him, have faith in him, and use what you have, that little bit of faith, it will take you where you need to go. God bless you in a great way. Hallelujah. And not only that, but he'll increase your faith. Maybe your faith is not where you desire for it to be, but God will increase your faith. If you start off with that little bit, he'll add to it. Amen. So remember this too. Faith without works is dead. So you got to put some action behind it. Amen. You believe it, do something about it. Amen. Use that faith. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for all things. And now at this time, I'm going to get on out of the way. Let's get ready to hear the word of God. Let's open our hearts and our ears that we can hear from God. Because the Lord, he will speak to us. We just have to have a listening ear, an ear to hear. And our hearts must be open so we can receive the word from the Lord. So at this time, let us get ready now, and I'm introducing to you our speaker for this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray along with her and for her as she comes forth to bring the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist. Amen. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, another chance to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will have your way and that your will be done. Send your word and send your anointing. Let it reach some soul, that some soul might repent of their sins and give their life to you, that somebody might be healed. We know thou'rt able. We know you got the power. Have your way, let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank the Lord for the remarks, the words of encouragement coming through Evangelist Hameen, for the song, the scripture, everything thus far that has been said and done toward the Lord. At this time, we're going to go to the book of Job, the fourth chapter of Job, also the third chapter of Job, third chapter, verse 25 and 26, and Job, the fourth chapter, and we're going to begin with verse 1. Also, we want to go to the 109th number, and we're going to begin with verse 1. And I believe we'll start with the book of Psalms. It reads in the 109th number of Psalms, verse 1, hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love,
they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And going over to Job, the third chapter, verse 25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Then in chapter 4, verse 1, then Elijah, the Temanite, answered and said, if we have saved to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak. Thy words have upholding him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it is come upon thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished, being innocent, for where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and so wickedness reap the same. My title tonight, Troubles and Trials Will Come. Troubles and Trials Will Come. My theme, but prayer is the answer. Glory to God. We see here where Job began to complain about life. The things he was going through, it was a very, very trying time for Job. He had been afflicted. His body began to be afflicted, and he had to just wait on God. There was nothing much more he could do but wait on God. His enemies, his friends began to turn against him, his wife, his cattle, children, all of that was taken from him. And Job had nobody. He just had to trust in God. And at this time, God allowed the devil to try Job. You see, anyone that is trying to serve the Lord, the devil will try your very soul. I don't care who you are, where you sit, what your title is, how long you've been in the Lord or on the Lord's side, or how long you've been in the church. You've got to be tried. You've got to be tested to see what kind of action is going to determine your result, whether or not you're going to stand or whether or not you're going to throw in the towel, whether or not you're going to continue God and look to the Lord, or whether you're going to throw up hands and turn your back on God. But Job, he began to complain. And also David, the psalmist, he began to complain. He said to the Lord, hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. Glory to God, David. He said he give himself unto prayer, and that's what it's going to take when these troubles and trials come in our life. We're going to have to give ourselves to prayer.
21 and 22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. This is what we have to do. We have to go before God in prayer. Although the test and trial seem to be so vehement upon us, we have to go before God and send up our timber. Tell God about it. Pray until something happens. Pray until you get an answer. Glory to God. If you trust in God and take him at his word and believe on him as the scripture has said, the Lord will do just what he said he would do. He said all things whatsoever he shall ask in prayer, believing. When you pray, you got to believe that the Lord is going to deliver. You got to believe that he's going to answer your prayer. You got to believe that he's going to do what you asked him to do. Glory to God. You shall receive it if you believe it. If you take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us in St. Luke, the 6th chapter, and verse 11 and 12, when Jesus was about to be crucified and he was about to go through his test and trial, the Bible said in St. Luke 6 and 11, and they were filled with madness. The devil got so mad. He was filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. Glory to God. They began to raise up against him. And that's just like the devil. He'll raise up against you. Hallelujah. And all you're trying to do is good. You're not trying to kill nobody. You're not trying to rob nobody. You're not trying to cheat nobody. But you're just trying to do what's good and that which is right. Hallelujah. But they were filled with madness, and they got together and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. That's the way the devil will do. They'll put their heads together and conspire against you some way that they can catch you off guard, some way that they can come against you. And the Bible says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. That's what Jesus did. He went before the Lord. He went on up into a mountain and stayed right there and prayed. He prayed all day and all night. Hallelujah. He prayed unto God. The Bible said and continued all night in prayer to God. Hallelujah. And God blessed him, and he began to go up, get up, and call the disciples. He began to call the 12 disciples. Glory to prayer. We'll get the job done. Prayer is the answer in these last and evil days when men are turning against us as the people of God. Hallelujah, and all manner of evil is rising up against us to make us throw up hands and give up, to give up the race. But if I were you, I get a grip on my salvation. I go in prayer, and I pray until I get an answer. Prayer is the answer tonight. Hallelujah. Running up with the mouth, fighting back with the mouth is not the answer. Pray. prayer is the answer. We got to give it to the Lord and let him work it out. We are going to be tried. We are going to go through something down here. We are not going through on a flowery bed of ease, but we're going to have to suffer. We're going to have to put up with something. We're going to have to endure something. Glory to God. I began to pray unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He began to tell God all about it. He said, they compass me about also with words of hatred. Hallelujah. But David, he prayed and he gave himself unto prayer. He prayed until God delivered. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. God is a deliverer. He's a prayer-answering God. He will answer us if we go to God in prayer. Prayer will get the job done. Fighting back with our mouth won't get it done. But we got to pray. We got to give it to Jesus and let him work it out. Glory to God. You see, he knows how to work it out. He knows how to fix the situation. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation, even when afflictions come on our body. When sickness comes, the Bible says, let him pray. Hallelujah. James 5:13, any is afflicted, let him pray. So we have to go before God and pray when the affliction come upon us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Afflictions come in many different forms, but we can still pray unto the Lord. Pray until we get an answer, because God is a prayer-answering God. He knows. He knows how to fix it for you. He knows just what to do. Sometimes we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to go. But God, he knows all about it. And he knows just what to do to help us overcome, to help us to endure. I believe Job began to complain about life. Hallelujah. He was going through so much, but he began to say unto the Lord, I believe his friend, he began to say to Job, now, Job, you done went through this. Your words have upholding him that was falling. You encouraged others when they were falling. Hallelujah. And your words strengthened the feeble knees, those who were weak knees. Glory to God. You strengthened them. You encouraged them. But now it has come upon thee, and thou faintest. Hallelujah. Sometimes it comes back to us. Hallelujah. We put it out, but it boomerang and come back to us. Hallelujah. And we can't take it. We begin to faint, get weak knees. Hallelujah. And this is what his friend was saying. He said, but now it has come upon thee, and thou faintest. It touches thee, and thou art troubled. Now you're troubled. You're vexed. You're moved out of your place. Hallelujah. But we need to pray and get an answer from God. He said, remember, I pray thee, whoever perish being innocent, those who was innocent, whoever perished, glory to God. He said, or where were the righteous cut off? He said, even as I have seen, they that blow and plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Glory to God. In other words, whatsoever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Glory to God. No need to complain, because God, he is the answer. He can get you out of the trouble. He can take you through the trial. He can answer your prayer. He can fix the situation. I don't care what it is. No need to murmur. No need to complain, because the God we serve is an able God. He can do everything. And Job learned that. He began to sum it all up. He said, now I know that God can do everything. He can do it. Whatever it is that we need him to do, do it. If you need him to heal your body, God can do it. If you need him to forgive you of your sins, God, he can do it. He can bring you out of your situation. Hallelujah. If you pray and get an answer from the Lord, prayer is the answer. God will get you out. Whatever you're going through, I don't care what your enemies do, God is able to get you through. Just turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Let him fix it in your life. If you have to pray, if you have to wait, just pray and wait right there. If you have to pray all night, pray all night. Jesus did it. Why can't we do it? Why can't we pray all night? Glory to God. People don't want to deny themselves. They don't want to give up self. Hallelujah. They don't want to pray all night. They don't want to pray 3 days and three nights. They want to continue to eat. They want to continue to feed the flesh. But you got to let self die and take it to the Lord. Take it to him in prayer. Let him work it out. Let him fix it for you. When the enemy rise up against you and say all manner of evil against you, when they commune and get together against you, just pray. Go to God in prayer and get an answer from the Lord. The Lord, he will deliver. He'll make the way. God will fix the situation in your life. Hallelujah. We just have to take him at his word and trust in him. We got to learn to move by faith, even though we don't see the way. Sometimes we're saying, oh, this is so hard. And let me tell you something. To every man, his test that he's going through, his trial, seem hard to him. But we're not going through nothing that we can't go through. Jesus, look at what Jesus went through. He was crucified. He took all the beating. He took the thorn, the crown on his head. He endured that. He endured that spear in his side. He endured all of that. And after he went through, he said, Father, it is finished. Glory to God. He stood his test. He went through. We can go through too. I don't care what the test is. I don't care how we are being tried. We can go through. today, you heard this word. Prayer is the answer. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer, because we know God can do just what he said he would do. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for your mercy today. We thank you for the testing and the trial. We thank you, O Lord, for the trial of our faith. Help us, O Lord, to come forth as pure gold. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach us to pray, Lord, when things go wrong. Teach us to pray. Help us to be instant in prayer, because prayer is the answer. Help us to look to you and take you at your word. Help us not to doubt you. Teach us how to wait on you. You said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We believe your word today. We know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us from falling. You're able, oh Lord. Look on us with compassion. Look on us with mercy. We pray, Lord, that you wash away every way that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us to stand our test. Help us to go through our trials. Help us to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, teach us, Lord, how to pray and how to wait on you, knowing that you're able, Lord. Thou art a mighty deliverer. You are a strong deliverer. Help today, Lord. Look on the souls of men, all those who are on this broadcast, all those who are hearing the word of God. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Move in a mighty way in their life. Move, Jesus. Give strength to the weak. Heal the sick. Deliver the bound. Say to the uttermost, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way, Lord. Your will be done, not our will. Teach us, O Lord. Teach us how to wait on you with patience. Teach us, Jesus. We know you're able, O Lord. Continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to send your word. Continue working, Lord. Continue to move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless this mission. We know you're able, Lord. We're dependent on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, go with us and stand by us. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Teach us to acknowledge you in all our ways. Help us, O Lord, that you may direct our path, that you may lead us in the path of righteousness. We know you're able, O Lord. Continue to bless us, O Lord. Bless every member of the fold. Touch, deliver, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. I tell you, I thank God for that beautiful, inspiring, and anointed message coming through Evangelist May. And it was so encouraging and so uplifting. And also thank God for that prayer. Praise the Lord. She was talking about in her message, troubles and trials will come. But prayer is the answer. That's it. If we just go to God and pray about it, Jesus already set the example for us. So let us be encouraged and not throw up hands and amen. And as she began to bring out concerning how Job, he began to faint when the troubles came on him. But before that, he had encouraged others. People were blessed. And, you know, he was no doubt a great role model for
yes.
others. But then when the trouble came on him,
yes.
it just affected him. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And
yes.
I can understand that being in the flesh, it can really weigh on us. But
mm-hmm.
we have to remember to pray. Prayer. And if we just give ourselves to prayer and calling on the Lord, he will deliver us out of all of our troubles, no matter how many troubles it is. And I tell you, I truly enjoyed this message on tonight. And I just want to say to you, Evangelist Maida, continue to preach the word of God. Continue to allow God to use you. And at this time, we're going to have some remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast if they desire to, and any other clergy who might be on the broadcast tonight. You are also welcome to give remarks. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about the troubles and trials will come, but prayer is the answer. And we know, even as we're human, that things are going to arise in our lives that seem like they're going to destroy us. But we have a weapon against those things, and we have to be like Job, like David, and give ourselves to prayer. And while she was talking, I thought of how some people, they turn themselves over to drinking, to drugging, overeating, overspending, and sometimes these things, they make them feel better in the moment, but they don't solve the situation. But if we give ourselves to prayer, God, he'll answer, and he'll fix the situation, and he won't leave us with the consequences of it. You know, there are no bad consequences. Prepare. And I thank God for the word. I so enjoyed it. Thank you, though. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message on tonight, letting us know that prayer is the answer. Thank God for the exhortations. Amen. Thank God for Evangelist Khadijah bringing out that some people, they turn to drinking and smoking, and that's the problem. When they come down off of that high, that problem is still there. But one thing about it, you can pray. And when you finish praying, you can feel better. The problem might be still there, but you will feel better. Amen.
Amen.
You can go back and pray some more, and the problem will ease up some more. You can keep on praying till that problem is gone. But you can drink, and you can smoke, and it'll get worse. So I thank God for the word. I must encourage you, Ben, to continue to preach the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Any other clergy on the line? Praise the Lord. We also thank God for Sister Cheryl. Sister Cheryl, would you like to have something to say? If she's still on.
Sister Rose.
If not. Is Sister
Rose on? Yes, I want to thank God so much for him reminding us about prayer. Prayer is the only way to overcome our problems. Even Jesus said in his word, be strong because I overcome the world. You have many trials in this world, but Jesus says, I overcome the world. So let us hold on prayers. You see, even this man in the Bible called Daniel, he has so many enemies around, but what helped him is only the prayers. Even when he was throwing the den of lions, I'm sure he was praying there. The lions could not touch him.
Yeah.
May the Lord help each of us to be strong and to continue praying that season. Thank you so much, woman of God. God bless you mightily.
God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all the beautiful remarks. Any others? All right. And if not, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless
the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming to our evangelist and Sister Rhoda. I tell you, many more beautiful thoughts were brought out through Evangelist Khadijah and Sister Rhoda, Evangelist Amin, and Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, this word is good. It's good. And this word, it speaks right to the point of things that are happening right now. It says, "For the things which I greatly feared has come upon me." That's what Job said. The thing that he greatly feared, that's what came upon him. And he was afraid. He said, which I was afraid of
is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet. Game, don't matter what situation you're in or where you stand, that trouble is going to come. Because man is born of a few days and full of trouble. So it's going to come, but we got to learn to pray because that's the answer. So I just thank the Lord didn't get into it like I desired, but thank God for the word of God. I got enough, even for my soul. I tell you, this word is something else. I just thank God for the word. Thank God for each of you on this broadcast. I want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord. Trust in God, and he'll bring it to pass. And those of you that get a word of prayer through, pray for me and this broadcast and for this prayer mission. We are expected to be here on Wednesday, that is tomorrow evening, at 6 p.m., Lord willing, ask you to pray for us and with us. And if that's it, anyone else have anything to say?
Thank God for the word.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl. God bless you. If that's it, we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. God bless you and good night.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.